Carrie and Tommy about to go off.
Kicking off the Carrie and Tommy podcast, where fun is always on the menu. And speaking of menus, Liquorland adds the perfect touch to any meal or gathering. Find your favourite tipple for any occasion. Click and collect in just 30 minutes. Cheers, Liquorland. Choose to drink wise.
Thank you for being brave, 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 brave. And if you threw a party, invited everyone you knew, you would see the biggest gift would be from me. And the card attached would say, thank you for being brave.
Y'all ready to get this thing started? Y'all ready to get crew?
Hey, yo, hold up, stop, 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 stop.
It's the one and only
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yeah, welcome to it, your Wednesday afternoon, and it is an absolute doozy of a show today, guys.
Is doozy good or bad?
It's good.
Oh, because it
no,
is.
Isn't doozy when something's not very good?
No way.
Oh,
yeah, doozy is like massive.
I just think of Groundhog Day. What's that first step? It's a doozy. And that's where he steps in the puddle.
Yeah, it's massive.
Anyway,
you should have stepped further.
No, because then he would step in away. Anyway, today.
It's a great show today. It's an amazing show today.
It's a rip snorter. That's what it is. We've got our Tay Tay tickets. They're always floating around because.
We got them.
We do.
We should point out we're going to be live from her first ever concert on Friday as well.
Yes.
But up next, this is the first time this amazing guest we're about to speak to has been on Australian radio in 10 years.
Yeah, one of
we
the biggest.
The first interview with her, and it's happening after this.
Can I say who it is?
I think just tease.
Oh, but no. We're also going to play a brand new
when you
song.
When you think musical artist,
so I might give it away.
And yeah, you think song. Super Bowl.
Why are you still doing teasing?
Because it's fun.
It's J-Lo.
And this is her song, Can't Get Enough.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy driving you home this
Saturday. Well, don't come any bigger than this Friday. She's got a new album out for the first time in 10 years and a musical special on Amazon Prime. She joins us now. It's Jennifer Lopez.
Hi, Carrie. Hi, Tommy. How are you?
I'm so great. Thank you so much for joining us.
We've just finished watching the new film. Yes. It's hard to describe it to the people. It is a must watch. It's a mix of, it feels part doco, part dance sequence, part like musical extraordinaire. It's amazing. How true to your actual life is it?
You know, it was very inspired by my life. I think I call it meta, where it's me, but it's not me. And so, you know, because there's not all the details are right, but there were things and emotions of what had happened to me that were definitely inspired from my real life. So, you have to watch it, like you said, to see it kind of experience. I'm glad you said it's a must watch. I think it's something that is very special and different. It hasn't been done. And so I'm excited for people to see it.
I love the idea that it's showing the world who you are, that there's a sense that you've been misunderstood. What is the greatest thing the world has got wrong about you, do you believe?
Oh, God, I don't know. I think we make the mistake, even with people on social media, that we know them and that we know their lives. But the truth is you really don't know who people are and what they're going through, even when it seems like they have the best, most amazing life in the world. And even when it seems like, oh, God, they must be really messed up right now. Maybe they're actually going through a growth period and it's actually a good time. Like, you just don't know. And so for me, I felt like with this project, it was more about me sharing a part of myself that I had never shared. I felt like in show business, I kind of always like the idea was to put your best foot forward, show up for everybody, make everybody laugh, make everybody sing and dance and have a good time, have them feel something. But there was a part of me that I felt like I was hiding. And I think I touch upon that in the movie, but then there's also another part that you guys are going to be exposed to soon, that even goes further into that. So again, excited just to release the whole entire project little by little.
Well, it's amazing to watch. I mean, it looks beautiful. Obviously it sounds incredible. But you talk about your love life a lot, and I'm really interested. When people talk about addictions, if it be drugs or alcohol, often they want people to learn from kind of their mistakes. But in this, you talk about being addicted to relationships and addicted to sex and to love. What do you hope people learn from it?
You know, I hope that they learn what, you know, I hate to tell people what to get from something. Mm-hmm. I want them to experience it for themselves. But I think for me, I hope that it just entertains them and inspires them and gives them hope, you know, about love, and kind of redirects the world to kind of like understanding that it starts with you. That anything that you want to go right in your life or that's not going right in your life, it starts with you. And that's the person that you need to begin with. And then you can be great for the world once you get great with yourself. You can't give something to someone else that you don't have for yourself. And so that is really what I hope to kind of impart to people, if anything. But really, I just want them to watch it and be entertained and get whatever they get from it.
I love the bit, the intervention where your friends come together and say, J-Lo, we think you are a sex addict. Is J-Lo a sex addict? Are you?
No. And that's why I kind of laugh in it. You know, because that's what people, you know, people can think all kinds of things when they're seeing you from the outside, thinking that they know what your life is. And you're like, well, that's actually the opposite of the truth. But that is, it was nice to kind of toy around with all of those ideas. If anything, I would say I was more of a love addict or a workaholic than anything else.
That's what sex addicts always say, J-Lo.
That's funny.
J-Lo, we have so much more to talk to you about. Can you stick around?
We'll do more with J-Lo on the other side of this.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your Wednesday arvo, and we are still joined by Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah, J-Lo, your new album, This Is Me Now, is out Friday. With it, you've also released a musical special on Amazon Prime. You're quite self-deprecating in it. You talk about the fact you've been married 4 times, engaged 5 times. You may or may not be comfortable answering this, but have you finally found your forever with Ben Affleck?
Yeah, I actually am comfortable talking about myself in that way. Obviously, I've created a whole project that kind of is an examination of that journey, you know, between the This Is Me Then album that I wrote 20 years ago when Ben and I were together at that time to This Is Me Now, and kind of wanting to share with the world in a way, like, I think they followed me on that journey and watched me, you know, make mistakes and do different things and go in and out of relationships and wondered what was going on. And I think the one thing that when I got to the point in my life where I felt like, oh, I have some answers about this. Actually, true love does exist. You know what? Some things are forever. They may not have a straight road, you know, and life is funny that way, but don't give up hope. And that's, for me, kind of what the whole project and what it was born from was the intention of kind of putting a beautiful message of love out into the world.
Do you find you make your best music when you're happiest?
I do. I make jokes about that all the time, how a lot of artists, like when they're tortured and they're sad and they're, you know, heartbroken, they write all these great, you know, songs. And for me, I write my best songs when I, you know, 20 years ago when I was in love and now, you know, so I feel like this is the best album that I've ever made and the most honest and true. And it took a long time for me as a musical artist to get there. And I'm really happy and proud of this in a way that I don't think I ever have been before. So I'm excited for people to see the musical experience, the visual on Amazon and to hear the music on when it comes out.
I think giving people faith that that your time may not have come yet, I think, is a really incredible thing. But I'm really fascinated just then. Obviously, this is an incredible personal thing that you've put out into the world, and it is all about your love life, and you are so real and raw about that. Where is the line for you? So obviously you get to control how much of the world gets to know about your life, and you have to keep some of it for you. Where is the line? Like, what is the stuff you're not comfortable talking about and that you are comfortable talking about?
When people are being disrespectful.
Right.
When people, you know what I mean? That's a line for me. You know, I'm happy to talk about my life, and I understand I'm a public person. I share a lot of my life with my public, and I don't have a problem with that. I do have boundaries though when it comes to my kids, when it comes to my husband, and I think those are appropriate.
Yeah, absolutely. Can we talk about the Super Bowl? Did you watch it? Because yes. I have to say you've ruined it for me, because after you and Shakira, yeah. no one is ever, ever, ever going to be good at that ever again after your show.
You're just saying that because I'm on the phone.
No, I'm not. I said it yesterday on air. You've ruined it for the rest of us. It was so good.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I loved our Super Bowl and I watch it every year. I always have. And I loved watching it. I'm a huge fan of Usher and it was nice to see him, you know, have his moment. It was a lot of fun.
You've had so many different strings to your bow for so long. What sets your soul on fire in terms of arts and performance to do the most?
You know, I honestly feel I do a lot of different things and my life is very full, like I said, with my husband and my kids and my work. But there's a place in my work where I feel most alive, and it's on stage. When I'm on stage, I get to kind of get that one-on-one kind of exchange with people. I love people. I love seeing them happy. I love seeing them smile and sing and dance and cry and scream and have that experience together. It's where I feel like I get to be my best self and be the most generous and the most giving and the most loving and the most kind of like with my heart wide open and the most present. It is an amazing gift that I get to have and one of the greatest joys in my life. So that is a big one for me.
It's a gift for all of us. You are absolutely outstanding. Can I quickly ask you before we go about Jay Shetty, because he's one of my favorite people in the world, and I saw him in your film, but I didn't know he officiated your wedding.
He did. You know, I've known Jay Shetty for a few years now, and I've followed him for a while, and I love what he stands for, and we've become friends. And when Ben and I got married, you know, we wanted somebody who we knew would keep the secret and kind of keep it intimate and not, you know, make a big crazy deal about it. And and we trusted him and he came and he interviewed us and we had a beautiful time at the wedding. And then when I went to do this project, I knew I wanted people in it who really, you know, had a point of view about life and love that I respect, that I had followed. And that's why I asked him to be in it. So, and he said yes, and it was so much fun. We had a good time.
Well, it has been an absolute pleasure, J-Lo. This is Me Now, A Love Story, is out this Friday. Watch it. It is incredible. The album as well is going to be one to listen to. There's so much more we could chat to you about, but we do need to let you go. Thank you so much for your time.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you, Carrie. Thank you, Tommy.
Thanks, J-Lo.
Thanks, J-Lo.
Bye.
Carrie and Tommy.
Your Wednesday arvo. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Whatever the occasion, Liquorland will bring the drink. Shop in store, online, and click and collect in 30 minutes. Cheers, Liquorland. Choose to drink wise.
We have Taylor Swift tickets.
Yeah.
So you just got to listen to our show. We will tell you very soon how you can get your hands on them. We're also going to be live from Taylor's first concert on Friday.
Mm.
We are the home of Taylor Swift tickets.
Because
you've got a Taylor issue you want to discuss.
Well, I need to talk about it next. It's a question that I suspect may have been posed before, but I chose not to Google it in case it's been posed a lot. So I'm going to pose it for, in my eyes,
the first time
ever. Next.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
It's Carrie and Tommy if you drive home.
Swift mania has taken over the country because
you've been a bit of a naysayer.
No, I haven't. Say,
you have been.
No, I haven't. All I've said, love Tay Tay. Absolutely love Tay Tay. All I've said is, it's a lot.
You said the other day you were tired of it.
It's because we have been talking about it for 6 months.
It's like the biggest thing that's happened in a long time.
See, this is where I've turned. I'm now appreciating that fact. And I've realized.
Welcome to the party.
I've realized that in my lifetime, this might be the biggest artist that ever comes to the country.
Oh, surely. Ooh. I mean,
who's the naysayer now, Bickers?
Sorry, I was going to say, you've got a long life to live. Surely someone else will become as big as Tay Tay and come. But I'm trying to think, in our lifetime, has there been anyone as big as Tay Tay yet?
Here is the question I then lead to, and this was my hot take that many people may have said before. I reckon she's the biggest artist of all time. Because
Bigger than the Beatles?
The only, ooh, it's a great question, Bickers. And not the one I was prepared for. The only.
Because it's hard to tell the Beatles. If you're just going on sales and things like that, I think once you've got streaming and all of that, it changes the game a bit. So it's hard to do proper comparisons. But in terms of mania, I think Beatles mania has to be similar to Tay Tay mania.
That's just because it was called Beatles mania, though.
No, I think it was. Like, my mum was waited outside the hotel in Adelaide to see the Beatles. And she said it was absolute mayhem, like it feels like with Tay Tay.
But there was a hotel, like she's playing 300,000 people in one of our cities.
Yeah, but didn't Beatles play at Wembley and stuff?
Anyway, this is not what I'm prepared for. I was thinking, is she bigger than Michael Jackson was in his prime?
Ooh.
Do you want some quick comparisons?
Yeah, I reckon.
What about?
No, we got to also get not bogged down on who do you like more and who is a better artist. Just
worldwide phenomenon.
I was going to say, what counts as biggest? Is it ticket sales? Is it number of people at concerts? Is it just the vibe?
So do you want some stats?
I'd love some stats.
Average attendance for a condense?
Yep.
For a concert? Average attendance for a condense. A Michael Jackson
condense. Is it a condiment or a condense?
Michael Jackson condense, 54,000 people was the average attendance.
But is that because they didn't have bigger venues?
Stop asking more questions.
No, because I think this is part of the conversation. Did they have an option of 100,000 people at a venue?
I know, but if you're just going to ask questions like that after every fact, then I don't get any out. I haven't even got to the Taylor one yet.
Okay, okay.
Average Taylor attendance, 72,000.
Now I'm allowed to ask the question to you.
They've already asked it. American Music Awards, who do you think would have more?
MJ.
Incorrect. MJ has 26. Taylor has 29. Ooh. Billboard Music Awards, who do you think would have more?
Don't really know the difference. Let's go with
It's got to be MJ. Tay-Tay.
MJ had 19. Tay-Tay, 23. What about Grammys?
Ooh, MJ.
MJ has 15. Taylor, 10.
But see, also, like, MJ had his whole career. Yes. Taylor's only 14
years
in.
She's only begun. So if we ask that question in a decade, yes.
Yeah. Well, do you want another one which I found interesting? And I think this would go against your theory because of modern day things, because I think people generally are attending movies less. Would that be fair to say?
But concerts they'd be going to more, I reckon.
But I'm telling you about movies.
Okay. But aren't we talking about music?
Yes, because they've also both released a movie.
Okay, sure. Let's talk about movies.
Taylor Swift, The Eras Tour, has officially become the highest grossing concert film of all time, surpassing Michael Jackson's 2009 film, This Is It.
Interesting. Okay, here's a question. Can Tay-Tay get any bigger?
Ooh.
I have a stat for you on the Beatles.
Yes.
So
why none of you answering my questions?
Well, I think this will answer it.
I want to have a conversation. You're just giving me facts.
But we're answering all you. So in the US, Taylor Swift has 12 number one singles and has sold 137 million units. The Beatles have 20 number one singles and sold 1.6 billion units.
So she can get bigger.
So she can get bigger, you think?
But I would argue that's not necessarily bigger because Beatles aren't at their biggest now.
See,
but they've
why
sold
are you having
most.
It with him?
Because this is about a fact instead of...
Oh, bring a fact.
What do you guys reckon might happen in the future?
That's how conversations work. I'm just interested because of the phenomenon, can it get bigger? Like I was thinking perhaps if she'd had even more concerts here, would the phenomenon be even bigger here?
Hang on, you're having a go at me for not participating in the conversation. You're not even engaging in my question.
What's your question?
Is she the biggest artist of all time?
I thought your question was she bigger than MJ? Because they're two different questions.
You started off by asking me about the Beatles.
I think the Beatles... fact in like checked by Jesse is the greatest artists of all time, the biggest.
Oh, also, Tommy did say in his lifetime, and the Beatles are not.
Here's what I want to know: 13, 10,
where does 60. Ed Sheeran fit in with any of this? Because he sells out monsters as well.
Yeah, see, so Ed Sheeran played the MCG and had 109,000 at one night and 108,000 at the other night.
That's a lot.
But Tay-Tay can't get that many because of the way that her stage is configured. So
keep in mind, and I'm not meaning to throw one just into the mix from the long range, but I'm also playing a tent in Adelaide this weekend,
oh, yeah.
And there are still some tickets available. Tommy Little has a regular sized deck. So, you know, just wanted to throw in the mix.
That was
13, 10, 60. Who is the biggest artist of all time? I'll take Tay-Tay stands pleading their case, but I'd love to hear if you're screaming at your car.
Beyonce,
radio.
Where does she stack up? No,
go outside
I'm getting
and jump
a no
on
from
the
Eli.
Phone. 13,
no, 10, okay, I'm thinking of other artists. Okay.
13, 10, 60, give us a call.
Carrie and Tommy.
Your Wednesday Arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And on 13, 10, 60, the biggest artist of all time.
I'm posing it for the first time, and it's probably been posed many times before. But Is Taylor Swift the biggest artist of all time? Because
and don't come with conversation, just facts. That's all you want.
No, no, we can have conversation. You just didn't just keep it on me. Topic. G'day, Natasha.
Hi, how you going?
Yeah, pretty good. What do you think?
Well, I'm not sure I can bring you facts, but I personally feel like I love Tato and I feel bad about this, but MJ has to reign here. He is the king of pop. He always will be. He's yeah, exactly. Thank you. He is the man of his time and no one can compete with that. He was as big as she was in a time where they could not promote the same way.
But where did you see MJ?
I saw him at the MCG and I'll never forget it. Yeah,
sorry, Dash, to cut you off. Was there only one MCG show?
Oh, I feel like there was. I feel like there were three, but I actually can't remember. I feel like there were a few, but I remember seeing him being six. I was a kid. I was six or seven.
Yeah.
Six seats back from the stage. Nathan Buckley sitting down next to us. You know, I still have the gold confetti that flew out of his rocket.
Oh. Wow. I wonder if you could. That would be worth something, Natasha.
Oh, I don't know, but the little box there in stunk for a while.
How was the, were the fans as insane? Like the thing about Tay Tay is the frenzy makes it feel, I mean, it's enormous, makes it feel even better, bigger. Were the MJ fans cray cray?
I feel so. I'll never forget the energy in that arena. And I've been to a Tay Tay concert and I loved it, but it's not the same. The energy literally like grew and rebounded through my body.
Natasha, do you remember, I know I'm asking a lot of your childhood memory, do you remember if MJ played in the middle of the arena, down the end? Do you remember what the crowd configuration and therefore capacity was like?
I remember it was full capacity. You couldn't get tickets from memory. I don't remember if it was the middle or not. God, you're really testing a six-year-old memory.
No, that's fair enough. That's fair enough.
Has this sudden engagement with Tay Tay come because you saw the setup as you flew this morning?
Yes.
Like, do you think you've seen it now and you've gone, whoa, that stage is enormous as you chop it over the G?
Yes. Also, my chopper instructor, I said, hey, can we just go and have a cruise over the G? And he goes, and this is a man in his mid-40s, goes, Tay Tay. And the lighting up of his face, I realized, oh, we should just enjoy what, again, may arguably be the biggest artist that we'll ever see in our lifetime. Mm-hmm. And the mania that comes with it that you believe belongs to the Beatles.
No, I just think, I don't believe it does. I was questioning whether the Beatles were bigger or not.
What do you think, Rob?
Oh, I think Elvis is bigger than all of them.
Ooh, physically.
That's the one.
What's, state your case, Rob. Why?
Well, we're talking about the king of rock and roll, the greatest band to ever step foot on a stage here. I mean, ladies were killing themselves over him when he died.
What about, Rob, as Carrie brought up, what about the Beatles compared to Elvis?
Yeah, but you got to understand, look what Elvis had to go through. He went through the army. He, you know, he wasn't allowed to dance in a provocative way, in a sense. You know, they got banned from him. There's a different, very big different times back then, you know. It's kind of the same concept of saying, I mean, it's different times, different eras. If Michael Jackson and the Beatles and Elvis had the technology that we have now, they would have destroyed everybody.
Rob, I'm sure you know this already, being, as it sounds, like a big Elvis fan. How great was the move they did on him to try and stop his provocative dancing? They would only film him from the waist up, so you couldn't see his gyrating hips.
It was unbelievable. I've been an Elvis fan since I've been a little boy. I used to fall asleep on my dad's chest after listening to Elvis and that, so I'm a big fan of him and that. So, but yeah, like to me, I've just said always all along, Elvis is the greatest. I mean, he's been dead for over 50 years and he's still making more money than half the people that are alive and singing, you know what I mean? So,
Rob, I said just before, I don't know if you heard our show, but I was thinking of buying Elvis's plane and I really regret not buying it. It was a fortune, but I think it would go up in value heaps. Do you think it was dumb that I didn't buy Elvis's plane?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I would have bought it, that and the Cadillac on top of it.
Oh, my God. Now we're talking. Thank you, Rob. Appreciate it. Who do you want to go to? Because
do you want to go to Brad or do you want to...
G'day, Brad.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Yeah, pretty good. Who do you think the biggest artist of all time is?
Oh, mate, there's so much to compare them against. You go Big Bird from Sesame Street. I just want tickets to Tay Tay.
Oh, you want tickets to Tay Tay?
Oh, yeah, I've never been to see her. I've seen the others, seen Pink, seen everything else. I haven't seen Tay-Tay.
Okay, well, the good news is, Brad, we have tickets, but you need to be a deserving winner. All you've said so far is that you've seen everyone else, which doesn't ingratiate me to you.
I've seen Big Bird in the arena. I've seen Pink.
You've seen Big Bird at the arena. That is the weirdest reason to ever need Tay-Tay tickets I've ever heard.
I like it, Brad.
Big Bird's been seen by millions of people around the world.
I know that people have to convince you because you're the man right there, literally holding the tickets in your hand. Mm-hmm. But no, nah, I'm saying no to Brad.
Who have you got here then?
We got little Chloe. Hey, Chloe.
Hi.
How old are you, Chloe?
11.
What are you calling about, Chloe?
The Taylor Swift tickets.
Well, you got to convince Tommy. He does have them there, Chloe. I can see them in front of him. And he can choose whether to give you these tickets or not. So what are you going to say to him?
Come on, please, Tommy. Well, I've liked Taylor Swift for a lot. And, like, I really wanted to go to this concert.
Mm-hmm. Chloe.
Really, don't we, Chloe? We listen to it all the time.
Tell your mum to stop feeding you lines, Chloe. You're capable and you're doing a great job. Chloe, you're young, right? So you will have lots more opportunities to see Taylor Swift.
But mum's not.
I've been told, Mum, did you get scammed online?
Yes, we did, didn't we, Chloe? We did, yes. We purchased tickets off Facebook Marketplace. And we thought we were going, and I've got two daughters.
Yeah.
And they're 7 and 12, and I told them we were going, and it turned out to be scam, and we could not get our money back either.
You got them off Facebook Marketplace?
Yeah, of a friend that we thought, well, it was someone posing to be our friend, so.
Posing to be your friend.
And we reported it, but we've got no help.
So here's the thing, Chloe and your mum. We do have tickets to give away that could be given away today on the show, could be given away tomorrow on the show. We're also going to be broadcasting live from her first ever concert. And if you want tickets, carrieandtommy.com.au, if you want tickets, we will be giving some away on Friday at her first ever concert. But, yeah, keep calling if you want to convince Tommy because he's got a pair sitting there and it's your discretion.
Are you saying they're not going to Chloe?
Well, are they?
No, you seem to have made up your mind,
no,
Carrie.
I'm asking you. You're the ruler.
We're holding on to it for now.
Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, and coming up very soon, we're going to try and give away $2,600 in the time game.
That'd come in handy for Valentine's Day today. I was reading a thing that said that women, even in this generation, still don't mind the guy paying for dinner. So a bit of cash for tonight's dinner for Valentine's Day will come in handy.
They don't mind.
Yeah, they don't mind.
Yeah, but so that's what they say after you pay for dinner. I don't mind that.
I don't mind.
And you go, great.
That's all right.
No, like.
I don't mind that.
We all, but, we want.
Don't get
we
used
want
to that.
Equal opportunity. But perhaps on the first date, just pay for dinner. That's all we're saying.
Yeah. I've always
pay for
said
some
that,
down
though.
The road.
And you're impartial about it. We don't mind.
But I don't mind.
You're saying that like it's met with opposition.
What do you mean?
I think most guys expect to pay for the first date.
Nah, this article I was reading, a lot of men are like, well, hang on, you want equal opportunity. Why aren't you willing to split the bill? Yes, Pippa.
I have a rebuttal to that.
Oh, yeah?
When women are paid the same as men, then we can pay the bill.
That's a very common rebuttal. That's why men widely agree, I think, that we should pay for the first date.
Sounds
also,
like the
I think it should be
talking.
I think it should be who asked the person out, and because it's always if you ask someone out to dinner,
then
you should pay for dinner. Yeah.
Well, if you are single today and you're hating seeing all the flowers being exchanged all over the countryside, all over the country, maybe in the countryside as well, not sure, I'm going to bring you up next the science of love and how it affects your brain.
What? Sorry. It's funny.
Oh, what? Funny.
Just the countryside. It's so funny.
I don't understand.
The hills.
Is that a woman over there? A rolling paddock
of tulips. I've got you a flower. I'm in a whole field of them.
Yeah.
Buy some flowers, Tony.
Anyway, they say love affects your health. Is it in a good or bad way? I'll tell you next.
Carrie and Tommy.
Good Wednesday, Arvo. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I was reading an article today in the ABC about the science of love, right, and how it affects your brain. They say that new love obviously makes you feel euphoric, but it also comes with things like anxiety And there's a whole lot of cocktails that come with it. Often cocktails, cocktails can come on the dates as well. Yes. You know, cocktail of chemicals that are released that do things like stop you eating or sleeping when you fall in love, right? Oh. And so they were saying that obviously it's a great feeling, but there's some real downsides to it, and that the first stages of love aren't always peaceful. Sometimes they can be quite hectic for your body. And they were saying as the initial stages of love where you feel obsessed with someone and, you know, you look at a photo of them straight away, that increases your neural activity and parts of the brain associated with the where your reward center is, right? Mm-hmm. So you get the dopamine hit and then the body goes, oh, that felt good. So you keep going back and back for the dopamine hit. But it was really interesting because it was talking about genetics play a part as to your dopamine reward system. If you're somebody that needs a lot of dopamine to activate your reward system, then you get bored with your partner very quickly and you can't have long-term relationships. No, it's not. And then it says, but if you are somebody that doesn't need a lot of dopamine to activate your reward system, then you can sometimes actually quite happily go along in a relationship that doesn't have often all the highs and lows because your brain doesn't need as much of the woo, woo all the time.
That's me.
That's how some relationships can last a long time and some people are genetically predisposed to finding it hard to be in long-term relationships. But then they were also talking about what happens when you get through the stage of the dopamine hit and it becomes all about the oxytocin, which is released. I think it's a similar thing that's released when you have a baby and it's the love hormone. And it rises in your body when you become content and it starts to making you feel that feeling of trust and commitment and all of the highs and lows of new love settle into a contentment. And that's the oxycontin. No, that's a drug. The oxytocin.
But I was getting abused because I was imagining that and you just being a bit
the oxycontin.
Oh, don't mind. It's very addictive.
Don't mind, Tommy's just had one too many dates.
So is it good for you or bad for you?
Well, the jury's out. They said it has some real good health benefits. They've said, where did it say? Something here about, anti-stress effects. Falling in love and oxytocin in particular has anti-inflammatory properties and anti-stress effects and also helps cardiovascular function. So it helps your heart all different ways.
But if you're not eating or sleeping, aren't they bad for your heart?
Yes. It also says it can come with downsides where you stop doing physical activity, you start spending all your time with the person, you forget about all your other relationships.
You stop doing physical activity?
Well, like running and stuff. And like exercise.
No, when I'm in a relationship, all I do is run.
Yeah.
That's taking everyone into account. What?
But it seemed the thing that I took out of this is that love can make you a little crazy. Mm. And I wanted to hear from people. We were talking about this off air and producer Pip was saying when she was in the early stages of being crazy in love,
she considered.
No, you don't want to talk about it?
No,
I thought you were saying that's why you were telling us.
No, it's fine. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So you've not ended up with this person, but for a period of time you were so overwhelmed and crazy in love.
Yeah.
And getting the dopamine hits that you considered what?
Converting to Judaism.
Right. Mm. And you started going to Shabbat.
Yep. Yep. Every Friday.
Yep.
He was Israeli. Mm-hmm. He'd moved countries for me.
Yeah. Had he?
Yeah.
Where'd you meet?
In America, Camp America. Like on a summer camp.
Okay. He was also a teacher.
Yes. Oh, come on. No, it's good to clarify.
He was a child.
Not an Islamic mitzvah.
But when you're crazy in love, you do crazy things. Now, obviously, that took a turn at some point, and you were glad you hadn't just converted.
Yes. Very glad. Very glad. No, I just realized he wasn't the one for me, and I slowly started to plant the seed that maybe he should move back to Israel, and eventually he did.
13,
slowly
10, 60.
Move back. Just move into state for now. Then maybe pop across to New Zealand.
What did you do when you were crazy in love? The stuff you did in the love bubble that over time you're like, I cannot believe I did that. Maybe you like flew her overseas on some crazy holiday like a month after you met or something. And then after you spent all this money.
Let's not forget got her name tattooed on my body.
Exactly. Did you get their name tattooed on your body when you were crazy in love? Was that after 2 weeks?
2 weeks.
And then you were like, what have I done? But it was all the dopamine and the oxycontin talking.
13, 10, 60. Give us a call. Carrie and Tommy. It's an interesting song for us to play on Valentine's Day, isn't it? Coming up next, the time game is worth $2,600.
People don't break up on Valentine's Day, though, do they?
Ooh.
Yeah. That would be so harsh.
I think it's actually one of the most popular days.
The day before or after, if they didn't do anything, maybe.
It's just when you want to get out of buying a present.
Yeah, so not on the day.
No, I think it is quite a popular day to break up.
Oh, yeah. We're asking 131060, when were you crazy in love? What did you do when you were crazy in love? Because when you're crazy in love, it takes away some of your brain function. One of the things it said here in the science of love that I was reading was that there's a slowdown of activity in the frontal cortex when you fall in love, which that's what's responsible for your judgment and your negative emotions. So it's saying early on, you just don't see a person's fault. And that's why they call it blind in love, because you're just like, oh, they're the best thing ever. And you do things like think about conversion, like Pippa did.
Yes.
Ben, what did being crazy in love make you think about doing?
Within the first week of dating my now 2-year fiancé, yes, I got her name tattooed on my neck.
Good on you, Benny. And the neck is such a subtle place to get it done. Where'd you get it? Front, side? What are we saying?
Just a little bit lower than the ear, right behind the ear.
Yeah.
But I feel like, Benny, most of these stories I assumed were going to be people doing dumb stuff when they were crazy in love, and then you end up breaking up and you've got the tat, but you're saying you're about to get married. Is that right?
Yeah, we're about to get married and we've even got a kid.
So maybe that's the secret.
Benny, got any other women's names tattooed on your body, or have you had to get them covered up?
No, never.
Oh.
Never.
You just knew she was the one.
Must have.
How did she react?
Probably in a lot of shock, I'd say.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. Like, it would give away bit crazy vibes, if I'm honest, Ben.
Probably.
I've done a similar thing. It wasn't my neck, Ben. It's my side. But did you have any backup plans? Was there another woman in your life that has the same name?
No, not even remotely close.
Okay.
What's your fiance's?
Probably just get it covered.
Yeah.
What's her fiance's name, Ben? Do you want to say something lovely to her on Valentine's Day?
Sian, and I love her very much so.
Good on you, Ben. I'm trying to think what you could get Sian changed to if
Sian, it's a tricky one, isn't it?
I mean, it went down well, but if it didn't go well.
Yes. Oh, Stan?
Stan. And then just get anything above it.
Yeah.
Taylor Stan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, that's there great stuff.
You can use that down the track if he needs.
Yes.
Happy Valentine's
the OxyContin wears off.
G'day, Danielle.
Hey guys.
Yeah, what did you do when you were crazy in love?
I moved states.
Where from and where to?
New South Wales to ACT, Canberra.
Were they a parliamentarian, Danielle?
They were not. No.
Not in the
public. One of the few that aren't.
Okay. And did it work out?
It did not. They broke up with me 2 weeks after I moved.
How long had you been together before you made the move, Danielle?
We're just under a year, so we're doing long distance, and then, you know, things were going well, and I thought, why not make the move?
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah.
Not so well.
What was the reason that was given, Danielle?
They said they just wanted to focus on themselves.
Yeah, I mean, that's honest. That's very honest. Did it happen to be Floriade at the time? Did you have things that could boost your mood in Canberra?
It did not. It was early in the year.
Oh, did you stick around for Floriade?
I did. I've been here 10 years now, so.
Oh, you stayed there, Danielle.
I did.
And have you met someone? Have you fallen crazy in love?
Not yet.
Danielle, of course, because I love Canberra. I go and do stand-up there every year. I don't think the rest of Australia appreciates just how many rabbits are running riot in that city. They are everywhere, aren't they?
There is a lot of rabbits, yes. Definitely all over, and kangaroos.
Yeah,
rabbits.
Have you been for a run in Canberra?
No.
It's literally like, Danielle, I'm not joking here. You can run and see like 50 rabbits at a time, can't you?
In some suburbs, yep.
Yeah. Anyways. It's
kept secret.
Worth moving to.
Yeah.
G'day, Ash.
Hello.
What did you do when you were crazy in love?
Well, what I did was call you guys at the Fox because I am so desperate for Taylor Swift tickets. I love her so much, and I just want to tell you guys how much I'd love tickets.
Okay. I'm going to need...
I'm so desperate. I'm desperate.
Ash, okay. I can see them in front of Tommy over there. He's got a double to give away. I mean, you just got to convince him, Ash.
Well, see, this, I hope that this will convince you. Basically, they've gone on sale so many times. Mm-hmm. Every time I've tried to get them, I've called in sick, then say they go on sale, yet at 2 o'clock. I say, oh, I'm sick at 1:50. And okay. I think people are cutting on. I could lose my job. That's and okay. If I lost my job, I don't care if I got the tickets. It would be worth it.
All you got was a day off there, Ash, so that's okay. But I will ask you a Taylor Swift
her
question.
Her jet arriving into Melbourne.
Really?
On screen. Yes, it's en route.
What? I will ask you a Taylor Swift question. And if you
I'm
can get
so
this,
nervous. Oh, my God. I hope I don't have a mind blank.
If you can get this right, it will prove you're a mad Taylor fan.
Oh, my goodness.
And I will consider, you will go into strong consideration.
That's so kind of you.
Taylor's father was a lawyer. We all know that.
Do we?
Yeah, we all know that.
I had no idea. So I hope this doesn't...
He also held a high rank outside of his the law firm he worked for. What was that rank of?
I'm going to say that he had like the Order of America medal or something.
Colonel. Like,
he was pretty high up. I'd say colonel.
He was
colonel.
Pretty high.
100% colonel.
This
I'll
guy
put my
you've
money
never heard
it.
Of. He was pretty high up
yeah,
though.
100% lawyer, everything. Yeah.
What was
for
his
sure.
name?
Mr. Swift.
Ash,
Mr. Swift.
It was Mr. Swift. Yeah. Ash, no. Taylor's father was the president of the American Tennis Association. I'm sorry.
Close. That was close, Tommy.
That
come on.
Pretty,
that was close.
Did he give them to Ash?
No. The question was, the answer was not right.
Well, still Taylor tickets to give away.
Carrie and Tommy.
Your Wednesday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on 131060 right now, if you'd like to play this.
It's the best competition in radio.
This is the best competition you've ever had.
Oh, my God, yes. Oh, my God.
The Time Game Jackpots Weekly.
Oh, mate, you make our dreams come true.
All you need to do is say stop.
Stop.
When exactly 5 seconds is up, whatever the occasion, Liquorland will bring the drinks. Cheers, Liquorland. Choose to drink wise. This week, the jackpot is up to...
$2,600.
Carrie and Tommy's Time Game.
Ooh, because this is exciting. Who have you got?
Cody wants the cash, don't you, Codes?
Yes. Hello, how are you guys?
Very, very well. How do you feel when you play the time game when you're not on live on air with us? Do you normally do well?
Oh, kind of, but I don't know how I'll go like on live, you know what I mean?
Yeah, feeling the pressure. Yeah, just pretend you're not live. Pretend we're not here. Just pretend you're playing on your own, okay? We're going to pass you over to Jessie. You've got to say stop in exactly 5 seconds.
Okay.
Start.
Stop.
Can we just mention something?
Is that a little alarm going off? Were you doing the phone trick, Cody?
Sorry?
Were you timing yourself, Cody, while you were on the phone to us?
No, that wasn't me.
Was that me?
Don't make me more nervous.
Oh, sorry, I've got a dentist appointment tomorrow. Cody, for $2,600, let's find out how you went.
Okay.
6.05.
Hello.
That's a hell of a last word. G'day, Kat.
Hello.
Hello to you. Hi, Kat.
Hi.
You're calling from Quakers Hill, is that correct?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I don't think we've had a winner from Quakers Hill yet, so that'd be exciting for us as well.
You've got a little distractor, I hear, there.
I do. I'm trying to palm him off to his dad.
How does that normally go?
Sorry.
Don't worry. Are you ready to go?
Yep, I am.
Start.
Stop.
Ooh, it was a very composed stop, but I felt a little on the long side. So just a quick question.
Yeah, I've got a couple of questions too. Yeah, okay. What's yours?
Well, my first one, did you shave our furry friend's leg?
No.
Why has he got one leg shaved?
That's because that's what you did. He's following after his dad. Remember when you got your tat and you shaved one leg? He thinks that's what the fashion trend is.
I didn't shave your leg.
No, I did it.
Why?
But it's also not shaved, it's waxed.
Did you use my...
Wax. Yes. Yes, I did.
How dare you?
Well, you usually use it for your eyebrows, but I was like, well, there is plenty here.
Not just my eyebrows.
True.
So the question I had is it possible? I just feel like Kat should pass Bub over before she
plummets.
Yeah.
Kat, have you still got Bub?
Yes, I do.
Oh.
Let's hope. Let's find out how Kat went for $2,600. How did Kat go?
6.55.
Thank you.
No, thank you. Such polite deaths today. G'day, Annabelle.
Hello, how are you?
You're pretty good. Have you ever seen a ferret with a shaved leg?
Waxed.
Absolutely not.
Have you seen a ferret with a waxed leg?
I've never seen a ferret.
Haven't you?
I haven't either. Well, until this one. So I'm not sure what I'm looking
at. For 4 years.
Also, do you forget Rodney?
Who's Rodney?
Yeah, who is Rodney?
Rodney used to do, so you don't need to know. Rodney used to do their photocopying. Do you remember when we first started, when we were doing the show?
Do
you remember when we were doing the show out of Channel 10?
You have lost your mind today, and right now is the moment where I'm
don't you remember? You kept getting your notes for Bickmore's bits, and they would have furrow over them. That was because Rodney. And remember how you had to bend down low to pick them up?
You know, I struggle already in this make believe game that we play here.
What make believe game?
Rodney better be make believe.
Don't make it more confusing. Not. May,
Rodney's
are you there?
Closer to you than you think.
Are you just going to skip straight over Annabelle?
Yeah, what Annabelle's go.
Sorry, Annabelle.
Annabelle,
I'm here.
Are you ready to play?
Yeah, passing I've never you done
over,
it. But yet,
okay, passing you over to Jesse now. Say stop at 5 seconds.
Start.
Stop.
How did Annabelle go?
6.15.
Should we go to Ashley? Hey, Ashley, are you here to play the time game?
Nope.
Nope. Oh. What are you here for, Ash?
I'm here for Taylor tickets.
I've got them here still.
I need Taylor tickets, please.
Is that it? Is that your whole case?
That's well.
Buddha, Jesse.
No. Buddha. I want to hear her. I want to hear her.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Yes.
Thank you, Tommy and Carrie. I'm 28. I've never been to a concert. This is like the only one that I've been gunning to go to.
Yeah.
I've spent all of my nights on the marketplace and I come to work late with no sleep because I'm trying to get the tickets. The girls are laughing at me because I'm 28 and love Taylor Swift.
Okay.
And it's true. I do keep rocking up late because I'm on the marketplace all night and the bots keep taking them before
sorry,
I do.
Actually, I'm confused. The first point of your case was that you were 28 and that has no impact on me, but I like that you put facts forward. But you keep calling, you say you're only 28, but you keep doing what my mum does and you're calling Facebook Marketplace the marketplace.
No, Tick Attack Marketplace.
He's the idiot now, hey?
I know. You've
just for that, you should give her the
vulnerable.
Tickets.
I'm not your mum, though. I'm sorry.
Do you know who my real mum is?
No.
If you find my real mum.
Can I take her to Taylor?
If you can tell us the name of Tommy's mum right now, go. You can have the tickets.
Tommy Little's mum.
Too late.
Matt,
you're Googling it.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Across Australia for your Wednesday arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's a one-off little fun thing you did.
Mm.
But now we've built a little opener for it.
Have we?
Will it be a game that stays?
I want to back you
Carrie
up.
Carrie and Tommy have facts. They want to back you up, yeah.
I want to back you
they
up.
They love to back you up. They're going to back you up, yeah.
Big thanks to our ethnic correspondent there doing
Web guy Eli.
Extra time in the booth.
Good voice, Eli. Good singing.
Why are you shaking your head? You're pretending
you
like
did
you didn't
it.
Know.
Yeah.
I gave him better vocals than that.
He's never going to use the good cut.
That was the best one.
So this is a little segment you've created where we just bring each other a fact.
Mm.
And then we just chat about the fact that we brought each other. And today you're doing a Valentine's Day themed one.
Have you got a bit of Barry White for us there?
Not yet, but talk amongst yourselves.
Oh, Eli, perhaps you can give us some of that live.
What's the song?
I don't know.
Sexy something?
I've heard.
It's bad when I beat you to it.
Oh, he could do this. You'd learn these.
Too much of anything is not good for you, baby.
Too much of anything, it's not good.
Yeah, good one.
It's not good about for you, baby.
Yeah, okay. Too much of that's not good for me.
What is your fact for Valentine's Day?
Well, I actually struggled a bit with my own topic here.
Would you like me to start? Would that help?
Yes, yeah, great. You kick things off.
So do you want to know why it's called St. Valentine's Day?
Oh, it's interesting because that was going to be one of my facts, but it seemed hotly contested. And so I didn't know whether to bring it to you or not.
I've only got one answer.
Do you?
Yes, and it's named after, actually that's not true, the first line says, the widely accepted theory, so I think it's just someone's idea, is that it was named after a Christian martyr called Saint Valentine. So during the rule of Emperor Claudius II, right, he banned marriages for young men because he believed that unmarried men made better soldiers as they were more focused on military duties and not distracted with family life. So he said no young men could get married. But St. Valentine, he was a hopeless romantic. He was a priest and he was like, nah, I'm going to perform marriages for young men and women in secret. So he did it behind closed doors. And then he was eventually arrested, imprisoned and executed. It's like marriage.
How romantic.
Oh, because.
Oh.
do you want to know, because my fact is about your fact.
Oh, is it?
Yes. Do you know what he did in prison?
No.
Did he marry people?
He fell in love with the jailer's daughter.
Did he?
Yes, he did.
That's why he was executed.
And he wrote her the first Valentine's Day
letter or card.
Yes. Oh. And again, this is why I struggled to bring to, because there's a couple of theories over the first one. But this one said he wrote it to the jailer's daughter and it said, from your Valentine.
Oh, because his name was Valentine.
Yes.
Oh.
Do you want the other one? My one's quick. Mm-hmm. Have a guess how many greeting cards are exchanged every year on Valentine's Day?
3 billion.
3 billion.
No, that's too many.
I never know the answer.
A billion.
To this.
I'm changing to 1 billion.
How many people in the world?
Oh, yeah, 7-8 billion.
And
so.
How many of them are in love?
4.
3. Yeah.
And I'm 3 there with each other. It's tricky.
2 billion.
145 million.
Oh, God.
Really overestimated.
People aren't really giving them, are they? When did cards become more expensive than the present you're giving?
Oh, yeah.
That's a question I have.
Absolutely.
You could make them.
I used to love making cards.
Did you?
Yeah. I always make all of my cards. I often made my wrapping paper too.
Did you?
Yeah.
I used to do that, but with pages from Zoo magazine.
And often,
much like kids, my friends enjoyed the wrapping more than the present.
Carrie and Tommy.
We've got a whole stack of J-Lo on back to back today. All of her hits
in
a row.
Get right.
Oh, what a tune. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So good. And so good was our interview with J-Lo.
Yes.
I mean, that makes it sound like I'm saying we were good.
We were good.
But she was amazing.
She was even better.
She talked about everything from Ben Affleck, her relationship with him, all of her failed marriages. She answered the question whether she was a sex addict. It was really got deep.
Okay. Put a lot of heat on that.
if you want to hear it,
sex addict.
Download
deep.
The listener app, favorite the Carrie and Tommy Show, and then have a listen. It is absolutely worth a listen.
Deep listen.
Deep dive. To J-Lo.
Carrie and Tommy.
It's Carrie and Tommy for your Wednesday arvo, and NIB is as exciting as health insurance gets. Visit nib.com.au to find out more.
Speaking of exciting, Taylor Swift tickets, we're giving them away this week. We're going to be live from her first ever show on Friday.
First ever show.
Just ever. She's never done a show
never
before.
Never done a show before. No. And it's quite, she's starting big, to be honest.
Oh, you know it'll be the biggest audience in one city she's ever had.
Oh, that's amazing.
Really? 110,000. Is that what we're saying?
No, so over the course of her 3 Melbourne shows, it will be the biggest crowd she's had in one city.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, I love our country.
Core blimey.
You know what I also love? Mm-hmm. Oh, shit, that's not true.
You hated it.
Yeah, I think I did. Your new hairstyle. Yesterday you decided to grow your hair out. You got a wig because you've been keen to see what you look like with long hair.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot. Right now, we are about to see Tommy for the first time
with long hair.
Am I meant to give honest feedback?
Oh, my God.
Do I?
What do you mean? Isn't it great?
You look so young.
He looks so different.
Young?
You look like you've just arrived back from a Greek holiday.
Yeah.
You just look Greek.
A big
not thing. Even a holiday.
Yeah, I do.
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
I think it accentuates your features.
Yes, uh-oh. I agree.
Which one?
All of them, you know? But I am fascinated to see what the people have thought. What have people been DMing you? I've got some thoughts here from our Insta, but you lead. You tell us how people are feeling about it on yours.
These aren't even DMs. These are publicly left as comments under my post.
Because you posted last night your own pics of it.
Absolutely not. First one. Nope. Next one, there's a few vomit emojis where there's some where their face is green and they're holding in the vomit, and there's some when they've already vomited. And then someone, they didn't get it, and they go, oh, you're lucky you still have hair. It's a wig.
You know what made me laugh so much is that we then posted a video, a different video on our Insta, where we were discussing whether a few is a couple. So I was saying that two is referred to as a couple, but two could also be a few of something. And we got into furious disagreement.
Yep.
And WebGaila posted that. And underneath, people who've not seen any of the previous posts where you're trying this wig out were like, when did Tommy grow his hair out? My God. And someone else has said, hold on, is nobody going to address what's going on with Tommy's hair in this video? Also, someone said Tommy's clearly getting old with his midlife crisis hair situation.
I didn't know midlife. Also, I've already had my midlife crisis. We've discussed this. But I didn't know midlife crisis involved hair.
No, I didn't. I thought it involved less hair. Don't you lose your hair at midlife?
Oh, so that's today because I've got rid of the wig.
I love this one that just said, is Tommy wearing a wig or has he had extensions? I'm sure last week it was short. Wowzers.
Yeah.
What is wowzers? Positive or negative?
I don't think any of this is positive.
So what's the consensus? You going with it or are you going to go against the people and do what you feel in your heart?
Absolutely.
Oh.
I'm starting the process tomorrow.
What do you mean? The process
of growing it?
Yeah, I'm doing what you guys said. I'm getting macadamia oil.
Are you?
Yep. And I'm sticking that up my bottom.
Why?
No, I'm not.
What's starting the process mean?
I'm shaving the sides and keeping the top long.
But that's cutting it short.
Yeah, you told me to do that.
I didn't. Jesse did.
What do you mean?
I never said shave the sides.
Well, then maybe the lovely wig lady, Liron, said that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just think keep as is. That's my feedback.
You said it all sucks.
It did. And it does. But good luck with it.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show.
Bye.
Bye.
That's it from the Carrie and Tommy podcast. But don't let the good times end. Raise a glass to the everyday or the extraordinary with Liquorland. Discover your next favourite drink in store or online. Cheers. Liquorland. Choose to drink wise.